why did you decide to run in this election?
Oh, I decided to run in this election as I noticed that the NDP was offering a more progressive alternative than the other parties. I had felt that the pandemic had brought out a lot of different needs to the forefront. A lot of the time in the past, the NDP had talked about pharmacare, had talked about wanting to reform long-term care. They had talked about things like that. However, people didn't always recognize that before the pandemic as being a major issue, but the pandemic has really opened people's eyes to it. They've really said, wait a minute, we really need something like that. We have our loved ones. We don't want them to get COVID. We want to have them protected, and we don't want to have to choose between food on the table and medications anymore for the people that can't afford it. That's something that I really felt that the NDP has done well in the past. The NDP, of course, being the party that brought the country Medicare. So I thought that running for them would be a good idea to really put the feet to the fire. And, of course, Sunday Royal has had pretty much the same member of parliament almost my entire life. And I definitely think that I would like to offer a change and a different alternative for people.
What made you want to be a part of this party?
Well, what made me want to be a part of the NDP, again, I would just add that it's a party that's different than a lot of the other parties. It's not something that has involvement from billionaires and millionaires. It's one that really is focused on average working people. Most of the people within the party are just average working people, people that work at your corner store, people that work in regular average jobs. We just have a different approach. We've seen what things are like for people because we've experienced them. So when we say, oh, we know that it's hard for families to afford things like childcare, for example, a lot of our members are people that have experienced that struggle for themselves. So we're able to speak to that a little bit more than some others. I mean, everybody has great ideas. However, I just find the NDP's ideas are a little bit more close to what people need. And I just felt that the two main parties, the Conservative and Liberal, are just offer people a lot more of the same solutions, but more of the same isn't really doing it anymore, and we need a different approach, different and new voices to the table. I think that will dramatically help improve things for the going down the future as we go through COVID and as we transition to a new world afterwards, whatever that may look like.
Now, with COVID, I'm unsure if you've been going door-to-door campaigning, but I imagine you've been doing some sort of campaigning. So what are you hearing from your constituents?
Something that I'm hearing from people is that they are open. A lot of them are open to change this time around. I've been honored and a little bit surprised as well, just about the amount of people that have said, we're really looking into you this time. We really are looking for something different. A lot of the issues that I've been noticing are common issues. It's a big riding, going, of course, all the way from Riverview to St. Martin's minus St. John in between. It's very vast, very big riding, different issues depending on the area. But there is one issue that I've noticed to be something that no matter where in the riding you go, it's something that's very similar. There's a lot of rural communities and back roads in Sunday Royal. And something people are saying is our internet service and our cell phone service is really something that needs to be improved. Take, for example, I've many times during this campaign, I've drove down the back roads between Sussex and St. Martin's and Sussex and Hampton and all the other places. And what you notice in the middle of these rows is you notice that you have no cell phone bars. What would happen if there's an emergency when you're riding down those roads? There's houses down there. There's people living down those roads. But the houses are spread out for a while. You might get a few houses here and then 2 or 3 kilometers down the road, a few more. So something that people have told me is that what they really want and what the NDP is offering is we want to offer to grow and fix the connectivity issues with cell phone and internet in rural areas while still keeping their rates affordable. Again, another thing that I've heard from many people too, I would say, is the need to protect their pensions as well. And that's something that I want to be a strong advocate for. Say, for example, if a company went bankrupt, everybody knows the Sears example. Sears went bankrupt a few years ago, and people's pensions disappeared. And something that I really want to advocate for is that if a company goes bankrupt or their pensions taken from them, I want to ensure that, the government would still offer to match what their contribution was so that they can have a retirement that with dignity afterwards. I would never ready to retire. And I would just add to there one more thing that I've heard a lot is that we need a specific action plan for job creation and to keep our graduates living in Fundy-Royal. We don't want them to move away. So what we want to do is we want to create a tax credit for businesses, for small and medium-sized businesses in designated rural communities to keep our graduates in the ride so they're not going to other places. We need to provide incentives and training for people so that they're able to better serve our business community and that they're both able to benefit. The people benefit, businesses benefit, jobs are created, and the economy is jump-started and boosted even better and more than it was in the days before COVID. That's my hope.
Healthcare has been under the microscope in recent months amid the pandemic. New Brunswick obviously facing a huge shortage of nurses and physicians. And understanding it's up to the provinces to deliver healthcare, what would you do if you were elected to help address this?
Well, we have quite a dynamic and big plan for healthcare. Of course, getting more nurses and doctors hired is one of the top priorities, of course. However, something that we want to do is, again, I mentioned before, we want to put in pharmacare. We've noticed that people are saying that they have issues. They can't. Some people are having to choose between getting their medication or putting food on the table for lower-income families. We don't want to have people have that burden and have that choice anymore. So part of our healthcare plan is to implement pharmacare, is to put in healthcare from head to toe for people so that they are not having to fork out thousands and thousands of dollars in some cases if they need to have their teeth fixed. That would be if you're a family making under $90,000 a year, the government would be paying for that under a dental care program. And I would just add that one more thing in terms of healthcare, everything goes along together with that, is that it's about universality. When the NDP in Saskatchewan, I should say the predecessor to the NDP, the CCF in Saskatchewan under former Premier Tommy Douglas, when he put in Medicare, it was something that the dream was eventually for it to be, hopefully go to a universal system. So that is what we want to do. We want to make sure everybody's covered from head to toe. We want to add more nurses and doctors, of course. And we really want to work together in some of our smaller communities. They have a little clinic, but they can't always access that. I heard from some, they would have to go to Moncton or other places for some services. Well, what we want to do is we want to take a look at enhancing the services that are available for the clinics in our small town communities so that people don't have to spend the money to drive to Moncton if they have a small issue that they need checked. that they have the opportunities to have people look after them in their community.
Businesses as well have struggled over the past year and a half as a result of the pandemic. What would you do if you're elected to support them?
What I would do is, if I was elected and if the NDP was elected, regardless of being in government or opposition, there's a few specific things for job creation and continuing to help businesses that we would do. Is what we would want to do, firstly, is we would want to continue the wage subsidies and rent subsidies for small and medium-sized businesses until such a time that they are able to fully reopen and recover after COVID-19. We want to continue that, and we see the future as training and investing to support businesses be able to hire more people that are underemployed and be able to get the businesses access to more skilled workers. We want to be able to do that as well. And we want to invest in those businesses in things like green energy production that would foster an entirely new sector of the economy and job creation. Sure, it's not entirely new, but it's something that's much, much, much underutilized in New Brunswick. We're living on the Bay of Fundy. We have tidal energy. We have that possibility to be used. So many jobs could be created in a new green economy world, and that would further put more people back to work, further grow our economy, and that's something we would do as well.
Okay, now in addition to businesses, the pandemic also has impacted millions of Canadians. How would you help, you know, everyday middle-class Canadians and those who are struggling to get ahead?
Well, helping families is certainly one of the most important things for us in the NDP. We fight for everyday working people. We fight for you. That's our priority. And what we want to do to help people is, take for example, we would put in things such as a $10 a day child care program. We want to put in a child care program to help people that's universal to help working families and to help people. Affordability would go along with that, with helping them. So what we want to do is we're fully supportive of initiatives like such as rent control to support working families to help them get out of the pandemic. I'm somebody that's fully supportive of things like initiatives such as cooperative housing and to get more people affordable housing and off of that. We are fully in support of waiving the GST and HST as an incentive to get people to build more affordable homes.
Actually, affordable housing is my next question, and you've probably answered some of it in the previous question, but in case you had anything to add, you know, obviously New Brunswick saw the largest increase in average rent prices. What are your plans to address that and to help those who are having a hard time with affordable housing?
Well, thank you for that question as well. And I do feel that both this question and the previous question definitely correlate together, because to help working families, you also need to have a good housing market for them. And what we want to do is we want to build 500,000 new housing units across the country. And these would be ones that are affordable for everyday people. And again, something we would do, we've noticed that a lot of foreign investors and foreign buyers are coming. They're scooping up our homes. The homes and rental properties are being re-rented to people at almost triple the price. They're really making it really unattainable and unaffordable for everyday people. So what we would be doing is we're putting a 20% levy on foreign home buyers and investors on that. It's not to scare them away by any means, but it's to make the playing field more fair for the people that are working and our families that are here.